Harper Audio presents In the Enemy's House, the secret saga of the FBI agent and the codebreaker who caught the Russian spies, by Howard Bloom, read by David Colacci. I stood in the vestibule of the enemy's house, having entered by stealth. I had no idea where the corridors in the KGB's edifice would take us, or what we would find when we reached the end of the search. But the keys were ours, and we were determined to use them. FBI Counterintelligence Supervisor Bob Lamphere. Naught's had, all spent, where our desire is got without content. 'Tis safer to be that which we destroy than by destruction dwell in doubtful joy. William Shakespeare, Macbeth. A note to the reader. The main foreign intelligence arm of the Russian state has been reorganized and renamed several times throughout its history. For the sake of clarity and convenience, it is called the KGB in this account. That was the organization's final name before the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. Prologue. The Storks Fly Away. Bob Lamphere stared at the phone, waiting, willing it to ring. It was the tail end of the afternoon on a perfect late spring day, June 19, 1953, in Washington, D.C., the time of day when Bob liked to have a restorative scotch and soda. Instead, Bob, usually so rock-steady, calm even in crisis to the point of detachment, found himself in the fifth floor.